أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الناس إنما أنا لكم نذير مبين. فالذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. والذين سعوا في آياتنا معاجزين أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول ولا نبي إلا إذا تمنى ألقى الشيطان في أمنيته فينسخ الله ما يلقي الشيطان ثم يحكم الله آياته والله عليم حكيم. ليجعل ما يلقي الشيطان فتنة للذين في قلوبهم مرض والقاسية قلوبهم وإن الظالمين لفي شقاق بعيد. وليعلم الذين أوتوا العلم أنه الحق من ربك فيؤمنوا به فتخبت له قلوبهم. وإن الله لهادي الذين آمنوا إلى صراط مستقيم. ولا يزال الذين كفروا في مرية منه حتى تأتيهم الساعة بغتة أو يأتيهم عذاب يوم عقيم. الملك يومئذ لله يحكم بينهم فالذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات في جنات النعيم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا فأولئك لهم عذاب مهين.
Say, O mankind, I have been sent to you only to convey a warning. I have been sent to you only to convey a clear warning. So those who believe and do righteous works, for them is forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. And those who strive against our message, our deen, trying to frustrate it, they are the dwellers of Jahannam. And never did we send a Rasul or a Nabi before you, but whenever he recited the word of Allah Ta'ala, then Shaitan threw evil suggestions in the minds of people concerning his recitation. Then Allah Ta'ala cancels the evil suggestions thrown by Shaitan. Thereafter he confirms his message and his words. And Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. That Allah Ta'ala may make these evil suggestions thrown by Shaitan as a trial for those in whose hearts is a disease, as well as those hearts that are hardened. And indeed, these sinners, they are in an opposition far away from the truth. And that the people of knowledge may understand that this is the truth from their Rabb. It is the truth from your Rabb, that they may believe in it and their hearts may be humbled to it. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala guides those who believe to a path that is straight. And the unbelievers will continue remaining in a doubt concerning revelation until the hour of death comes to them of a sudden, or the punishment of a day of disaster overtakes them. The day kingdom and the sovereignty will belong to Allah Ta'ala altogether. He will be the one that will be judging on that day, and he will decide between mankind, between all of them. those who believe and do righteous works, then they will be in gardens of comfort and bliss. And those who reject and deny our message, then for them is a humiliating punishment. مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ وَلَا نَبِيٍّ. Then this is the way of the kuffar, the shaitans, that whenever they receive the word of Allah Ta'ala, then they cast aspersions in the minds of the unwary people concerning revelation. Just as when the believers were commanded to turn towards the Baytullah, so some shaitans had the heart to say, مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. Why does he turn away from the Qibla of the forefathers they were on originally? So when these type of evil suggestions are thrown by shaitan, Allah Ta'ala reveals more verses to confirm the truth that has been revealed, like وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمُ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولِ. That Allah Ta'ala brings about these type of situations to see who are those people that listen to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any conditions attached, without asking any questions, just that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala conveyed to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is enough for them to accept this message. So shaitan will plan and he will throw these type of evil suggestions in the minds and hearts of people, and Allah Ta'ala will bring further verses and abrogate, cancel all those evil suggestions, and his verses will be confirmed in this manner. Those who leave their homes in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then they are martyred, or they die in the process, then Allah Ta'ala will provide for them a beautiful, wonderful sustenance. And Allah Ta'ala is the best to provide. That Allah Ta'ala will indeed admit them into an abode that they will be well pleased with. And Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and most forbearing. And this is so, this is the style and the plan and the law of Allah Ta'ala. Whoever retaliates only to the extent of the injury received, thereafter again some wrong was done to him, then Allah Ta'ala will aid him. For Allah Ta'ala blots out sins and forgives again and again. And this is because Allah Ta'ala is supreme control. It is He who merges the night into the day and merges the day into the night. And Allah Ta'ala is all hearing and all seeing. This is also so because it is Allah Ta'ala that is the only truth. He is the true reality. And all those deities that they call on besides Allah Ta'ala are just falsehood. And Allah Ta'ala is most high and He is the greatest. Don't you see that Allah Ta'ala sends down the rain from the skies and the earth is covered with green? Allah Ta'ala knows the most subtle, the most discreet matters, and He is well acquainted with all matters. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And indeed, Allah Ta'ala is free of all want and worthy of all praise. Don't you see that Allah Ta'ala has subjected for you all that is in the earth, as well as the ship that sails through the seas by His command? And it is He who withholds the skies from falling upon the earth, but by His command, indeed, Allah Ta'ala is most compassionate and most merciful. It is He who had given you life, then He will take your lives away at death, then He will give you life again, and indeed mankind is most ungrateful.